Robert, this is so huge. What was the deal behind that? Why did you want to go so big with the film?
Viking stories tend to be best when they're epics. I mean, I think I was never really interested in Vikings because of the macho stuff and the right-wing misappropriation of Viking culture. But when I took a trip to Iceland and the epic, massive, inspiring, overwhelming, ancient, otherworldly, like powerful landscapes, they inspired me to pick up the Icelandic sagas and start learning about Vikings. And then 2 years later, I had lunch with Alexander Skarsgård, who, unlike me, has been into Vikings since he was a kid, and said that he was been trying to make a Viking movie for quite some time and didn't have a script that he was happy with. And so then we kind of decided, let's embark on this together. And lo and behold, we just, ended up making an epic.
It's massive. I mean, I wasn't expecting this much, but wow. Did it ever feel like it was out of control where you thought, oh my God, I can't get my hands around it?
For sure. I think that there was a time in, well, I think because we decided, my DP, Jaron Blaschke, and I, that we would shoot single camera with these long unbroken takes, that there was a time when I thought we're never going to be able to do it. We're never going to be able to plan everything. We're never going to be able to storyboard everything time. We're going to get crushed by our own ideas. But we made it through.
Honestly, it is really an achievement. I was really shocked because I am like maybe like the old you, where I'm not on the page of let's Vikings. Okay, I'm good. But boy, it was overwhelming, I thought.
Thank you.
Did you learn anything from it about yourself?
I mean, I couldn't, I wouldn't, I could, I couldn't finish the book before I died, probably. I just learned so much about filmmaking. I mean, I'm incredibly grateful to be able to have made a big movie that is not a franchise movie. But on top of that, like, I got a PhD in filmmaking. I mean, really, it was crazy, the amount of stuff that I learned.
And then when you're picking the people to be in it, what was the criteria?
Viking. I mean, Björk is playing a seeress, and
Well, come on,
Björk,
that's a given. That's a
that's
given,
living,
right?
right? And I think Nicole Kidman, certainly, a tall, fair redhead, but she also, I think that that character could have been played in a kind of over the top, scene chewy way, but her subtle, icy approach was much more interesting and much more exciting and real and powerful, And when I wrote the role of a court jester slash like keeper of secret wisdom, I wrote that for Willem Dafoe, because who can inhabit both of those things at the same time other than Willem Dafoe? And Anya Taylor-Joy gets to play a witch again, but as much as it's not easy to be a woman in the Viking Age, it's easier to be a witch in the Viking Age than in Puritan New England.
When you have those people you've worked with before, is that a shorthand? It's just easier to have them
Absolutely,
there?
yeah.
Yeah.
And because again, like, Jaron and I do shoot in an unconventional way, and so they already know what they're getting into, which is great. And we trust each other already. A big part of the actor-director relationship is establishing trust, and we don't have to do that, which is great.
So what about Alexander then? How does he fit into all of that mix? Is
Well, I mean, he came in to wanting to do this, like, 30 years before I cared about Vikings, and so he wanted nothing less but than perfection, and he delivered it. I mean, he totally transforms his body and his person and becomes, I mean, Alex is the sweetest, gentlest, goofiest guy, and he becomes a beast, like this furious machine, but also he still brings the pathos. He still has the innocence and sensitivity that, like, Oscar Novak, who plays him as an 11-year-old, has. Like that, I think that's what makes it so powerful. Even when Alex is channeling the most ferocious, angry scream you've ever seen, there is like some melancholy there too, which makes it like powerful.
What are those like when you're shooting those? When he is screaming, do you say, okay, let's do it one more time? Or
yeah, but then that makes him scream harder.
Because yeah, I was scared. I was scared of what he was doing, you know? It was, and the body, how long did it take him to get in shape for that?
You'd have to ask him, but it took a long time and it was a lot of discipline, and he ate so much food that it was insane to like keep that size. Like the amount of like protein he would eat was like genuinely shocking.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. It just, it's, we're out. I'd tap out at that point, do it with special effects, right? Isn't that the way we can do that?
Yeah, but that's not Alex.
What kind of contemporary parallels can we draw from this story and today?
Well, Viking culture, it was an incredibly sophisticated culture of beautiful poetry and visual arts and cultural fusion. Like they, you know, with they're a culture of advanced technology. Their ships and their trade routes made the world a very small place, but it was completely obsessed with horrible violence. And at the end of the day, like violence that terrorized everyone. And clearly we haven't learned any lessons.
Yeah, it's because I could see things that we could learn from this. I said, you know, I see he's trying to tell another story here. And I think we need, people need to see it.
In the cycle of revenge, no, there are no winners.
Exactly. Okay, then the brother, the mean Fjellner, guy that marries, I wish I could tell you the name.
Yeah, Fjellner, yeah.
Yeah, where did you find him?
Clay Spang, the actor.
Yeah, the actor.
Clay was in a movie called The Square that I believe won Palme d'Or a handful of years ago, and he gave a really remarkable performance. And he's a 6'4" Danish guy, he's the same height as Alex, and we needed somebody who is a great actor, and he has this kind of like Christopher Lee commanding quality, and he's very handsome, but also could be like formidable in size that you might think that there's a chance Alex could lose to him in a sword fight.
Yeah, he's remarkable yeah, right. In this. And you get the whole, I mean, when you have that big surprise with Nicole, you go, oh yes, now I get all of that. It's fascinating. Well, when you finished filming, what was the big kind of challenge then? I'm assuming that you did a lot of this during the pandemic. So
yeah, it was all during, yeah, we shot it all during the pandemic. It was difficult. Yeah.
Do you then go, okay, now we're just going to sit still and I can't do any reshoots and I can't do anything else because I've got to just put together what I've got?
We did a little additional photography, and it was important because of COVID, I couldn't shoot as much in Iceland as I wanted to. So it was really important for us to get to Iceland with Alex and Anya and do some additional photography there.
Okay. Well, was it hard to edit?
Only because it was the first time that I didn't have Final Cut. So that became difficult, but, I'm very proud of the film. This is the director's cut. This is the version that I wanted to make. And I'm grateful for the studio to give me the opportunity to make this movie. And the pressure that I experienced in post, while it was not fun, made the film better.
Well, then do you think about how do I follow this, or do you go back to what you feel most comfortable with, or do you say, no, I want to do more big things now?
I'd like to do something smaller than this, but certainly bigger than my last two films, with the knowledge that I have garnered from this movie.
Do you find a place for yourself now in that whole kind of big movie making world? Do you say, I fill this niche, or is that, I don't want to fill any niche?
Well, I have a place in the making big movies if this movie makes money. And if it doesn't, like, then it doesn't matter anyway.
It's making money. You know it is.
We'll see.
Now, do you have Norse culture in your background?
I'm a I have a little bit of everything European you can imagine in me, and the Vikings got around, so I imagine I have some Viking in me too.
So does that mean you want to know more, or I'm good, I'm out, I'm tapping out of this?
About Vikings?
Yeah, do you say no more? I'm good.
I don't know if I would make another Viking movie. I'm good. Because that's part of what I like about my job, is that I get to be completely obsessed with one world and then learn about a new one.
And did they teach you, you know, how to be like they are? Or is that like, oh God, no, don't do that to me?
There are positive things about Viking culture, you know, like as well. So there are things that I learned that I can appreciate, but you know, I'm glad that we don't live in the Viking age. That's for damn sure.
I'm with you. Hey, thank you so much. And the movie was really wonderful. Really spectacular. You should be very proud of it.
Thank you. Cheers.